ever been just driving around and ended up in the colored part of town. And you see an old-time one-room shack with a great big TV antenna. Then you look out in the back. You can always see a Cadillac. And inside there's about 15 niggers eating one can of beans for dinner. Now ain't that just like a nigger, so the story goes. They just like to live that way, you know. Why, they haven't got one spark of ambition in their minds. They're hard-headed as a dad-blamed mule. And the only reason they go to school is so they can learn to sign their names when they become members of the welfare line. They're looking for a handout, give something free. Looking for a handout from you and me. And with the consent of the president, they're gonna get their way. They're gonna get their way. Now I ain't aiming to run anybody down, but I know how they operate down in Coontown. Why, they wouldn't hit a lick at a snake if it was curling up to strike. But when their leader says, "Hey nigga, demonstrate," why, them jigaboos don't even hesitate. Cause as a nigger says, them's the kind of happenings we like. They're looking for a handout, yeah, something free. Looking for a handout from you and me. And with the consent of the president, they're gonna get their way. They're gonna get their way. But one day there's gonna be a stop to all this giving. And darkies, you're gonna have to account for your living. You won't be able to hold your black hand out and wait for somebody to give you your daily bread. Cause the master says you'll have to earn your salvation. So you better start looking over the situation and stop causing all this trouble and be a good old nigger instead. And quit looking for a handout, yeah, something free. Quit looking for a handout from Uncle Sam and me. Don't try to integrate, be glad to segregate. It's better that way, much better that way. It's better that way.